Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, Jacob. I'm so happy for you to be with us today. How are you doing?
Doing so well. Thanks so much, Erica. It's great to be back.
Well, I have a topic that I actually love because it's near and dear to my heart and something I need to work more on. So during this episode, we're going to discuss the month of gratitude and also November. So November is known as the month of gratitude. And really, gratitude is more than simply saying thank you. Gratitude's amazing powers have the ability to shift us from focusing on the negative to appreciating what is positive in our lives. And practicing daily gratitude gives us a real deeper connection to ourselves and the world around us. But November is also known as N-O-V-E-M-B-E-R. Unfortunately, many of us are unaware of the multitude of things that slow us down. All the low-value, time-consuming activities we agree to, they all build up and stop us from getting to what is most important. And I can't think of a better time than November to start to reverse that trend. But first, we're going to talk about gratitude. What is gratitude? So, Jacob, what does gratitude or gratefulness mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially in this month of November. As a quick side note, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. And, you know, this idea of practicing gratitude and kind of sharing it with your loved ones, friends, or family, or whoever it might be, has always been just something I look forward to this month. And so for me, I think that's where gratitude kind of comes in, is it's a recognition of the things that I'm thankful to have or thankful to be, or, you know, it might be somewhere in my life or a thing that I have or a relationship that I have. And I really think that it comes down to being able to recognize it and say, you know, I'm lucky that I have that thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think Thanksgiving, this holiday season, it is a great time to reflect on that. And as we get better at it, you know, not just during the month of during the month of November, that we do give thanks. And I think that if we make it more integral part of our life, we can do it every month. But it is this time of year where you look and reflect, even if you're doing it just this month and you're reflecting, to be able to say more than just thanks. And if I wanted to see if I popped the word gratitude into Google, right, into your browser, whatever one that might be for you, it states the definition as the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And I think that's important because it's that returning kindness. And sometimes we forget, like we can say we're grateful. I'm grateful for this person in my life, or I'm grateful to have running water. I'm grateful for a job. But are we showing that in return? There's Robert Emmons. He's perhaps the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude. He argues that gratitude has two key components. First, it's an affirmation of goodness, that we affirm that there are good things in the world, gifts and benefits that we receive. So knowing that those are those things out there that we are receiving. And that the second is that we recognize that the sources of this goodness are outside ourselves, that we acknowledge that other people gave us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve the goodness in our lives. And I think sometimes we forget that. I mean, we all work hard. I'm not trying to take away anybody's hard work and dedication and their aptitude to be able to achieve great things. But there's also people along the way that help us, right? We are helped to achieve certain things. And are we showing that? And I know personally, I mean, I have personal and professional mentors that so many times I don't feel like I say thank you. Do I show them enough that I appreciate their help, their guidance, their recommendations? And it's funny, it's because we have things that stop us from doing that. And how do we overcome, either as an individual or really as a culture, how do we overcome those things for gratitude to flourish? So I'm going to ask you this, Jacob. For you, what gets in the way of gratitude?
Yeah, I was thinking about that while you were kind of describing that, you know, what can be a block for gratitude or this, you know, it's not a transaction, right? Where you're recognizing that someone has given you something and, you know, how do you return the favor so much as I think that this idea of wanting, and at the risk of sounding kind of cookie cutter, it's this idea that I don't have enough. It's am I envious of someone else? It's something that they have. Am I just, you know, pushing the things I have to the side and thinking about the next thing? And I think for me that when I get caught in that mindset, it's when I kind of start to drift away from being thankful for what I already have, which is more than enough, most likely, right?
Yeah, no, and I agree with that because I think things like the envy, materialism, narcissism, or even cynicism, those can be the thieves of thankfulness because we do get caught up, right? I mean, narcissistic behavior, even if you're not a narcissist, right? Some of those things block it. Or why do they do that? What, you know, or for women sometimes, if a man might say, "You look beautiful today," or "That's a nice dress." Sometimes the thought is, what do they want? Are they just trying to flirt with me? As opposed to, are they just paying you a compliment? Or is it somebody did something, now they're expecting, you know, the cynicism of, oh, they're expecting something in return, or what do you want now? And I think those can be the thieves of thankfulness. We get caught up in that. I also believe that we can overthink gratitude. And I think this is where you mentioned on what do I have enough or am I being enough? I mean, I know personally for me, I do that as well. I think, oh, I haven't done enough to tell that person what they mean to me or to thank them enough. And I think rather than looking for it, you must come into the silence and ask questions like maybe who am I? Which I know that's a bigger question than one can answer in a sitting. But, you know, at this moment in time, right now, am I aware of myself and what does my higher self want me to do? And I read someplace where you can equate it to breathing. You know, do you have to think about breathing before you take that next breath? And of course you don't. Unless, of course, you're me and you're attempting to run and you're not breathing properly. But I think the experience of breathing happens naturally without force. It's just a natural state of being. And I think that's how gratitude can be too, that we can overthink it. But if we just stop and don't overthink it, we can come about it naturally. And, you know, I think it's interesting when we think about the month of November, we think about the Thanksgiving holiday, and a lot of people are, you know, thankful, grateful, and blessed. And what is one thing, I know I went getting off topic a little bit, but I went on a service trip to Nicaragua and I never appreciated water, you know, clean drinking water more than when I got back. Because before I left, I might have a glass of water next to my nightstand before I went to bed. And in the morning, I may or may not have drank it. And I would dump it out. And when I got back, I'm like, why am I wasting this water? There are people who do not have healthy, clean water to drink. And here I am just dumping out this glass of water because it sat overnight. And it's those little things that we take for granted. And I think if we can be grateful and know that there are so many other people out there that don't have the basic necessities in life, all the other stuff is a bonus. And I'm wondering, have you ever experienced something like that where you yourself didn't realize you took something for granted until you didn't have it, or you were in a situation where you came across others not having it and you just took it for granted.
Yeah, you know, that's so interesting, because I was just thinking about how this idea of gratitude needs to be a constant reminder. And, you know, I've had similar experiences to you, where I've gone to a different place geographically and been so overwhelmed by the lack of, you know, basic needs and stuff like that, that I left it being very grateful when I got back, you know, like, oh, I'm so glad I have this. I'm never going to take this for granted again. But I'm guilty of that feeling disappearing on me, you know?
I think we all are. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that 100% of us, 100% of the time, are always grateful. It just right. happens, you know? And I think that it might be an oversimplification, but if we could all do just a little bit more, it's like, if we could all just do a little bit more to stop polluting, right? Pick up trash if you see it. It's the little steps. And I think gratitude really encourages us not only to appreciate gifts, but to repay them or pay them forward, not for the intent of getting recognition for it, but just because you do it. Right. And that's what we're going to get into during the next segment, is how we can express your gratitude towards different things during not only this month of the month of gratitude, but always. And I want to hear from you and your thoughts and ideas on showing gratitude. So I know a lot of you listen to this podcast, maybe not live, but if you are listening live right now, I want you to call in at 1-800-930-2819 and tell me what you're grateful for and different ways on how you express your gratitude during this month and always. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. So during the last segment, we were discussing what gratitude is and how do we make it flourish. And gratitude really is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether that's tangible or intangible. You know, with gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. And I think we need to do more of that, especially in our world today. Instead of looking and focusing on the negative, because whatever you put a microscope on or a magnifying glass on, you are going to blow that up even more, right? So if we focus on the negative, it's just going to get larger. But if we focus on the positive, we can really acknowledge all the great things that are happening in our lives and all the wonderful things that we have. So as I mentioned before break, I want to hear from you on what you're grateful for, as well as how we can really show or express gratitude. So call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And I'd love to hear from you. So most things in our lives have the ability to improve when we are grateful. You know, research has shown that gratitude can enhance our moods, it can decrease stress, it can drastically improve our overall levels of health and well-being. And on average, grateful people tend to take fewer stress-related illnesses, absences, those sort of things, and experience less depression and lowered blood pressure. They are more physically fit, they are happier, have a higher income, more satisfying personal and professional relationships, and overall will just experience more joy in life. It's not going to happen overnight, of course. I'm not saying if you start expressing gratitude every day for a week, all these things are going to happen, but they can lead to a healthier, happier you. But how do we express or show gratitude without overthinking like we discussed during the last segment? So Jacob, what are your thoughts? How do you express or show gratitude?
I think for me, a lot of it's internal. So a lot of times it's just taking a moment to remind myself that I have what I need, that I am genuinely happy with what I have. And there's always that moment for me when I get upset about something, like I think I've been upset for, a while about being stuck inside. I think everyone's kind of collectively experiencing, you know, a bit of anger towards the world, as it were. But just taking a second to think about, you know, even just making a mental list, like, hey, I had food today, I have a bed to sleep in, I had, you know, a home to go back to after work. I mean, things that I have worked for, and they are there. And it's that little moment of taking like a mental inventory of these things that I just feel lucky to have, and that can totally shift my mood and my mindset right there in the moment. And like you said, you know, less stress, greater happiness, more potential success, and it all for me comes down to that mindset of when I can choose to be grateful actively in the moment.
I agree. I think there's a lot of ways that we can express gratitude, not only to others, but to ourselves, right? Some ways to celebrate this month. I got a list for you. So let's kind of run through them. These are personal and professional, because I think we forget there is a work-life alignment, right? So you can have a really bad day at work, or you could have a coworker having a really bad day at work, and that affects you. That comes home with you. Or if you're working virtually, it stays at home with you. And we want to try to break that cycle. So one way, and very simple way, is to start a gratitude journal. You know, write about someone or something you're thankful for every day. And it doesn't have to be pages, right? It's maybe one sentence. You'll find your appreciation for those around you really grows deeper and fonder the longer that you keep that journal. Especially when you're having a bad day, and if you go back and read what you've written, you'll be able to reflect on the relationships and how they have grown. And I think that's fun to see, especially if you have a teenager and you do that. And as they get older, you can see how their relationship grows. And that's something I've been doing lately. And I feel like even though my son's away, I feel closer, right? Just because I can see how that relationship has flourished. So start a gratitude journal. And then I would say, share your gratitude with others. And well, that's what we're talking about. But what I mean is letting someone know you're grateful for their care, their service, their friendship, their work relationship. It often lifts their spirits or lifts a burden. And quite frankly, for me, it makes me feel good that I've shown somebody that I've appreciated them. And you can do this in many ways. You can write them a letter. I know personally, I love when I receive mail that's something other than bills or an advertisement, or even a text message. I received a beautiful text from my niece just the other day, and I'm sure she doesn't know how much it meant to me. I mean, I told her, said, wow, this, you don't know how special this is to me, but really the effect it had on me and how it was a rough day. It was gloomy out and it was just a rough day of things not working the way I intended them to work. And that message just perked me up. And I feel like I'm still riding on the high from it. And I think also another way to show your gratitude for others is practice active listening. Way too often we listen to respond. We don't listen to hear. And if you can show somebody that you are actively listening to what they're saying and truly hearing what they're saying, and being able to be an active participant in that conversation in that way shows a lot of respect and can show the gratitude that you have for them. Another way is leave a sticky note, you know, one of those post-it notes on your roommate, your spouse, your significant other's area, right? Saying one thing you love about them. You know, like, I really appreciate how you pick the slack up on days I'm busy, or I really appreciate that you did the dishes, right? Or I appreciate how you're always in a good mood. Just something that shows that their actions mean something to you. Maybe you're out, right? And you leave your waiter of food delivery a bigger tip than normal. That can show a gratitude. Being patient with others, even when you're feeling rushed. I know when we feel in a hurry and we are the crowds, I mean, especially coming up now with the holidays and shopping, I don't know how many times have you been bumped into by somebody or the line because there's not enough workers, they don't have enough help. Our patience tends to run low, but if we can be patient with others, it shows that we appreciate and we have gratitude for what they're doing. Offer to run an errand for someone when they appear to be overwhelmed. It's those little things that show you respect their time as much as your own. Another idea would be bring someone flowers. And I know that sounds silly, but, or, you know, a little token. I have a executive admin at my day gig. And she is the sweetest, kindest person. I love owls. And she will find an owl at a store or someplace. And every now and again, I have a little owl that's left on my desk with a sweet little note from her. And it's just the kindest things because she just heard it in passing. And now she knows that I like those and she does it. And those little acts of kindness, the random acts of kindness, show somebody that you're grateful to have them in your life. How about you, Jacob? Have you ever received something like that from somebody that it was unexpected. You didn't know you were going to get it. And you didn't even know that the person felt that you were special.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say, I love what you said. That whole list of things was great. And I especially resonated with the active listening part of it. And I think that for me plays so much into this idea of showing someone else gratitude. And I think it's, especially if you're the one receiving a gift or gratitude or something like that, that the fact that you know that that person was listening to you makes it mean so much more, in my opinion. So to answer your question now, an example of this, actually recently, my wife, which is so exciting for me to say right now, she mentioned that she'd been looking for a long time to find this guitar for me that back last fall my apartment was broken into and I had a guitar stolen from me that meant a lot to me. But the fact that she'd been looking for over a year to find a replacement that was, you know, the exact same one, which it's been really hard to find, but just the fact that she said, hey, I've been looking for this. I really can't find it, but I want to get you a guitar to show you that I'm so thankful for, you know, what you've done for us this last year, for marrying me. And it was just, it meant so much. Even though there was no guitar for her to give to me, the fact that she told me, she knew how much I wanted it, she knew how much it affected me when it was taken, and then put in so much effort to find it. And that was just so, I felt so seen and cared for in that moment.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the effort, right? It's how we talked about earlier, that tangible and intangible. She didn't have the guitar, but knowing that she went through those efforts and knowing how much that meant to you, mm-hmm. it was acknowledging she knew what it meant. And I think that that is so important.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And even some additional items that you can do. If you're at work in your next meeting, shout out a coworker who made your life easier that week, right? Thank them. Even if it's something small, but it helped you. If you give a shout out, some people don't like, of course, the attention, but if you know that your individual isn't, your coworker isn't opposed to that, right? You don't want to make them uncomfortable, of course, but you know, give them a shout out. That shows appreciation. I always like to invite someone to come along with me, right? Maybe it's a workout class, maybe it's a poetry reading or some other event that they like or that they might like. Send out that invite, extend that invitation, smile at someone or pay somebody a compliment. I love when I see somebody who looks nice or somebody has, I actually just did it today in the bathroom. It was somebody had this beautiful blouse on and it was just the color and the color looked beautiful on the person. And I said, you know, that color is great on you. It's very nice. And that person smiled and I didn't say it for any other reason, but it was a true statement. It looked nice. So give someone a compliment. Maybe you are a great cook or, you know, baker. Make someone a meal or deliver them some baked goods. Or one of the things is show your appreciation by giving back to your community or your neighborhood or favorite charity or organization, or donate to a charity in someone else's name, right? With one of their favorite charities, give back to the community and show your love and respect and gratitude for those organizations within your own environment and your own neighborhoods. It may seem like a bit of an oversimplification and perhaps a little naive, but I truly believe if more people practiced patience and daily gratitude, we could change ourselves and really the planet for the better. Everyone could be much happier, love would grow, and hate would decrease. So just those little signs of gratitude, I think, can make a great difference in the world. But let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to move into November. We want to hear from you and your thoughts and ideas on what you may say no to during November. Call in now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Kopp guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So during the last two segments, we've been talking about the month of November being the month of gratitude. So it may seem odd that I'm combining this with November. There is a method to my madness, I promise you. Many times we are bogged down with responsibilities or things we believe we should do, and that can make us resentful. When we become resentful, being grateful is much harder. As said in the opening segment, many of us are unaware of the multitude of things that slow us down. Those little, low-value, time-consuming activities we agree to. Those things build up. They may stop us from getting to what's really important or what brings us joy. Think of the last time you told someone yes when you really wanted to say no. Saying no is difficult. Saying no could mean losing a friend, your job, your parents' respect, maybe scholarly or mentor support, or someone or something that we thought was valuable. It could even make others call you selfish, but that is not right, first of all, but is that really selfish to stand up for what you believe in? You know, happiness can rest within the word no. So, Jacob, have you said yes to something you really did not want to do recently?
Yeah. And this is something that I definitely just struggle with because I have a hard time saying no in general. But, you know, I have an example of both, actually. And so the first one is I said yes to joining a soccer team. And the thing is, I absolutely love to play soccer. I played it through college and all that. But I didn't want to because it costs money to play on a team. It's a commitment on a, you know, a Monday night. It's the beginning of the week. I want to rest. It's late in the evening. But I said yes to it, and I'm kind of kicking myself now.
Yep. I get it. And it's funny. It's because it's the should-haves, right? Oh, I feel like I should. You know, they did this, I should do this, or I haven't. It's one of those things that when you start saying yes to the things we really want to say no to, when you go, sometimes you're not any fun or you're resentful, right? I didn't even want to be here, right? You get that attitude, even if you're trying not to show it, it's back there. You know, it's in your subconscious. And I just want to go through on why should we say no and how it can make us happier, because there are some things that saying no really helps us. It helps us to get to the happier part of life. And if you think about it, no, you probably aren't going to lose a lot of people if you say no. And no is a complete sentence. You don't have to justify it with a excuse or a reason. And I think that's another thing that we feel like we have to make up a reason why we can't do it. And sometimes it's, no, you know, I really don't want to, or I'm not feeling it tonight, whatever that might be. But saying no, one of the reasons to say no is that it shows that you have confidence. You know, people tend to take advantage of a person who always says yes. You know, how many times have I personally even thought, well, I'll ask her because she'll say yes, she'll go with me, or she'll do this. And that's not right. You know, if you really think about it, I mean, it's not that your intentions are always poor, but the people around you evaluate you with every action you take. Now, you know, you know your worth. If you know that, know your worth, then saying no to a silly request or tiring task could go a long way. If you know when to say no in the workplace, it shows other people that you have other things with more importance and need to tend to your job to complete things efficiently. You know, saying no to your family lets them realize that you have evolved into the person you want to be and not the person they have carved you into being. And I think that's so important. And I think within any family or friend group or even professional relationship, you have people that you tend to go to because they say yes, they're a people pleaser. You know, we need to acknowledge that not all people approach us with good intentions. So we need to be careful of what our position is. And you should know how strong you are and how easy it is when you have the confidence to say no. And I promise having power isn't the amount of requests you can endure for others. Rather, it's the amount of self-love you give yourself by rejecting others' requests when you get that nudge in your gut, right? It's that listen to your gut. And it's that internal GPS. It will take you in the right direction. Now, saying no also allows us new opportunities. It allows those opportunities to enter. There's a common saying that out with the old, in with the new. You don't receive that opportunity simply through the continuation of a certain lifestyle. Rather, reorganizing your life clears space in your mind. And that clearing space in your mind clears space in your life. I mean, you think about it. Organizing your room is very similar to reorganizing your life. You need to acknowledge what is useless, what doesn't belong there, and what has no significance to you anymore. And then you can get rid of it. If you say no to what you don't need, there is more room to accept what you do need. And I think that is really important, that when you accept who you are, everything falls into place at its own pace. Saying no also creates a future with less regrets. And Jacob, this is kind of what you were saying. You were kicking yourself, right? So every single person has a start and an end. We are given different environments and opportunities to grow. You know, no matter how different we are from one another, it's up to us to decide which trees you will swing on, which stairs you will climb. And I use those analogies because it makes me think of the Robert Frost, you know, two roads diverged into a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. And saying no creates that future with less regrets. We all wake up for different reasons, right? We may have different priorities, but don't let the happiness slip because of others. Stand up for what you believe in and say no to those things that you just don't want to do. And I think those three things, really, saying no shows that you have confidence. Saying no allows new opportunities to come. And saying no creates a future with less regrets. That all leads to personal happiness and professional happiness, because when we can stand up and not be overwhelmed by additional tasks that just aren't ours, it brings more gratitude to the work that you're doing. So I'd like to know, and again, callers, please feel free to call in if you have what you have most recently said no to, or what you feel you can say no to. I'd love to hear from you. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So next segment, I want to get into specifically ways to say no, personally and professionally. We're going to take this quick break because we're going to have a caller when we come back in. So we're going to take a quick break now, and we'll get that caller right on the air after this. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're tired of being tired, be true to yourself and take action today. The Burn Bright Way. I, Jennifer Marcinelli, focus on providing energy solutions that manifest practical, real-life results. So what are you waiting for? Tune in to Burn Bright today, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information on how to heal from burnout, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at getrootedradio.com. So we have a caller calling in, Harriet from Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome.
So we've been talking about November and what the benefits are of saying no and what you might be saying no to in the future. So here you have something to tell us.
I do. So for anybody listening, I came to the no game very late in life. I'm soon to be 60. I probably didn't start saying no until the last 10 years. And things would have been much more easier. My life would have been less stressful. My family would have had more time with me if I would have felt the power to say no. My husband used to tease me that he would duct tape my arms to my sides and put duct tape over my mouth if I said yes to one more thing. You think you're helping out, and in a way you are helping people out, but at the same time they ask you often because they know that you'll say yes, that you haven't developed the power within yourself to say no. So I would encourage everybody else who is listening, who's having a hard time saying no, just do it, because you should be more important. Your family should be more important than what people are asking you to do. And a lot of times they would not return the favor to you. So just think about that for a little bit. Yeah, you always want to help. Yeah, you always want to give back, but in moderation. And that's the biggest thing that I would drive home for anybody who's having a hard time saying no. Think about your family, think about yourself, and how much stress it can cause you if you don't say no.
Thank you so much. I could have not said it any better myself. You hit the nail right on the head. It's your health, your wellness, your sanity, those of your loved ones. That's just say no. It's more than for drugs. It's just say no. It will improve your life so much. And I really appreciate you calling in and sharing with our listeners, because that message is so important from someone who learned it and wish they would have learned it earlier on in life. So thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're very welcome. And good luck to everybody out there who can't say no. Just do it. Say no.
Thank you so much, Harriet. I'm glad you are listening, and I appreciate your input.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Thank you. So I was thinking during the break, and when our caller just called in, is that overall this episode has been really about the ways we bring more joy to our lives. You know, the two ways we discussed today, being grateful and saying no, that may be a little oversimplification, but those are two ways to take back your life just to start with. So for November, here are some things to say no to personally and professionally. Just say no to the alerts. Turn off your email alert function. Say no to that incessant interruption and breaks in your concentration. I always joked that, you know, way back in the day when I had a BlackBerry and I saw that light turn from green to red as like a Pavlov dog response. It was, oh, I got a message, got to check it. And I think turning the alerts off, the reminders that you have a message so that you can actually fully engross yourself in a task. Another one is just say no to bad meetings. Find one meeting invite that you can decline. You know, maybe let a more junior person go in your place as a job enrichment, or just leave the chair empty. Pick that meeting that has no preset agenda or is always a waste of time. Say no to hitting send. I think we are all very virtual lately. I know I have felt death by email or text message on more than one occasion. So stop yourself from sending at least 5 emails you start writing this month. Use the email to get your thoughts clear, right? Maybe write out your message, and then use those legs to walk over to the person, or just your finger to dial the phone. Just say no to staying late. I mean, focus during the day and make serious headway, then get up and walk out the door at the end of the day. While you're at it, just say no to taking your computer home with you. Or if you need to take it home because you're more remote or you're in a virtual environment, turn it off. At the end of your shift, turn it off. Don't keep it on in the background. Do this at least twice as often as you normally would do. And then I would also say, just say no to those automated emails. Pick 3 audit email lists that you can unsubscribe to, except of course mine. You want to subscribe to mine. But whether it's an automatic blog feed, maybe it's a daily horoscope, it's a retail, you know, email about sales, do your inbox and yourself a favor and just prune the list. It will be better for you than having to go through and delete things. Say no to downers. And for the entire month of November, and since we're halfway through, into December, through the end of the year, refuse to partake in gossip, complaining, moaning, and other forms of really unproductive venting. Either change the subject or smile and walk away. Say no to the meaningless work, right? It might take some time to figure that out, but maybe it's a report that you write that just gets filed someplace. Or maybe it's the additional busy work that you do because you have to go through your emails because you didn't unsubscribe to a list. Really make a list and see where you can trim things down so it's not a waste of your time. Say no to rushing. Choose not to hurry your kids everywhere. Choose not to skip a bathroom break or lunch because you feel like you're too rushed. Choose to take a breath between meetings. Say no to running around with like a chicken with your head cut off. Choose to go to maybe more productive, deliberate, and a sustainable pace. And another one, which is a big one for me, say no to clutter. I have a tendency to keep everything that I'm given or keep things that I've purchased and it's been years since I've used, right? Maybe take that time to declutter your workspace. Have a clean desk. It will make your mind decluttered. Or all those kitchen trinkets and gadgets that you don't use or need, donate them. Or all those clothes that you are keeping just in case you lose weight or just in case I gain weight. Or maybe when you start wearing real pants again. But just say no. And the last one I want to give to you is just say no to the knee-jerk no. So I know that doesn't sound right because we're talking about saying no. But now that you've made all this great space by saying no to the useless things, now you can stop saying no to the things that make life great. Don't say no when your kids ask you to go to the park. Don't say no when a coworker or friend wants you to grab lunch with them. Don't say no to going to the gym. Take the time to say yes to those things that bring you joy. So, Jacob, what will you say no to?
I'm going to say no to self-doubt this time.
Oh, I love it.
And by this time, I mean this particular season of life that I'm in, that I'm walking into right now. That's been the thing that has popped up for me, and I am tired of it.
I like that a lot. So, when self-doubt creeps in, will you start thinking all the great things that you can do?
I'm going to try to make sure I don't overcorrect into my ego too much. but I'm gonna find the people around me that support me and encourage me, and the ones who know what I'm capable of even when I can't see it. And I will seek their counsel and just ask them to remind me of what I am capable of and push me to do it instead of pushing it aside and letting doubt take over.
I love that. And I think we could all use a little bit more of that. I know I get on the limiting beliefs, the self-doubt train quite often when things aren't going my way, and I say that in air quotes, because we all have to acknowledge that, in a perfect world, things will go as planned, but that's why there's 26 letters in the alphabet. If plan A didn't work, you've got all those other letters to fall back on. But I think it's important. And I gave work examples, not just personal examples, because I think a lot of times when we have a hierarchy or a management position, like somebody's over you, you have a manager, you have your boss, all that kind of stuff, we feel like we can't say no to somebody in authority. And I want people to realize that you can say no. It's like the caller said, Harriet from Wisconsin, she said, people knew that she would say yes. And so they're going to continue to ask her. And if we don't have that self-control to say no, right, as opposed to either being a people pleaser or thinking that we have to because it's our boss that asked us, or it's maybe a VP in a different department that asked us, we have the right to ensure that our health and well-being is protected. Because if your health and well-being is not protected, you are not going to be productive to do your normal day-to-day tasks and try to take on additional things. In addition, you're not going to have the great work product if you're taking on too much. It's like that analogy you see where you're both taking on water and you're pouring out all the water. You're taking your bucket and you're pouring it out. Who's in the boat with you that might be poking holes and letting the water in? So just know, as we mentioned earlier, not everybody has the best intentions when they ask you. So remember, have gratitude, show gratitude, make it natural, just like breathing. For November, learn to say no, empower yourself to say no, and know that it is not selfish. It is in the best interest of your health and well-being. And when your health and well-being is protected, you can do more for others. That brings you the most joy and protects your loved ones as well. So thank you so much. Thank you, Jacob, for participating with me today. Thank you to Harriet, to my caller. That was wonderful. And I hope folks will take that to heart. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. Again, if you missed any of part of today's episode or want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? Am I thriving or am just merely surviving? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligation. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you to take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals, moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to the fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and to get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.